I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just joining on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Bit Season, episode 35. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I am Matt Valdez.
And I'm Ryan Clary.
Hey, you can clear your throat there, Jason Bishop. I mean, hey.
Where's your loogie cup when you need it?
I think I caught him off guard for the last couple weeks I've introduced him.
Exactly. Yeah. I thought my saying was, how we doing, everybody? That was a thing.
I think Ryan has earned his own introduction. He's welcomed himself to the biddies. He's telling stories on the show. Everybody knows who he is now.
So, I don't blame you. Did we ever tell our biddies our theory about Jason and his loogies and cough?
I don't think so. That's more of a behind the glass thing that we haven't gotten out to the public yet.
It just reminded me with the phlegm coming out of the stallion's mouth right there.
And we hear it. I don't think it bothers us as much anymore as it bothers the listeners, especially listeners who aren't listening every day, and then they hear it and then they're like, just can't believe that's on the radio, because people will call a lot and they'll be like, what is going on? Why is he doing that?
Is it Jason doesn't make okay? Any sense.
Yeah.
Or it's either that or can EB stop eating? It's one or the other.
Now, look, Jason does use the cough button.
But he's such a lurch that it's so loud every time he has a loogie, he has to cough.
It's picking up on the other microphones. And also, I think sometimes he's turning off his microphone after he starts coughing.
After he has an attack.
He'll go, then it turns off. Then he does it some more. Yeah. His timing is terrible.
But I have a theory that Jason always claims it's a morning thing, too. Mm-hmm. That's his big thing. Like in the 6 a.m. hour, it's all cough all the time. He's coughing on the 10s in the morning.
Right.
And I can kind of see that. You're a little groggy. You got to clear your throat a little bit. But and every time the show starts, like the guys are in the studio, we were talking about the show and what's coming up and everything. He doesn't have to clear his throat. Any kind of pre-show meeting, there's never a throat clear. It's always as soon as the mics go on, as soon as there's an introduction to the guys, there's a cough. And I think it's just a habit cough.
It's habitual.
Yes. He just has it in him, and he does it every morning now that he's so used to it that his body developed this habit cough.
So he's constantly doing this every day. It's just in his brain that is something that he does.
Correct.
He may not have
phlegm, but he goes, in the 6 a.m. hour, I'm just going to spew up whatever out of my throat.
It's just in his head, like that's what he does at the beginning of the show. And 100%.
It could have been nerves related to start, And now it's just kind of gotten into, he does it every morning.
And we've heard about like a loogie cup. Is that true? Like, is there a story behind this?
No, it's right
this?
Here. This is it. Now, he does spit into this thing.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, my God.
I can't just get it. It can't.
Oh.
Disgusting.
Oh, my God.
But it's not so, it's, here's the thing. Why isn't he doing clearing his throat on the way to work? Why
gargling,
does it,
gargling whatever
like,
on the way
in. Can you imagine, I don't know, Mike Greenberg on ESPN, right, at the beginning of their show going, sorry, it's a morning thing. There's nothing I can do about it. Yeah. No, I'm guessing like Mike Greenberg, if he had something like that, would be on his way to work going, la, 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 la. You know, like.
Me, my, mo, my, me, my, mo.
Do, re, mi, fa, so.
Yeah, you're doing the.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Voice exercise.
To get warmed up. If it really is something that that every day at this time, he should be working it out before the show starts. And he just doesn't care.
There's nothing more embarrassing than being diagnosed with a habit cough, because I was diagnosed with a habit cough when I was a kid.
What do you mean? you had the same thing?
But I actually was sick. I had like pneumonia. I was a little kid and I couldn't stop coughing, and then they finally got the lungs to stop being inflamed and all that good jazz, and all the phlegm was out. But I was just so used to coughing for a week straight, I would just cough like it was a tick, a nervous tick,
right?
Almost like it was blinking. I would just cough every now and then, and everyone goes, what the F, why are you coughing so much? So, and they thought like I was a little boy with cancer on Make-A-Wish Foundation, because I was coughing
so
much.
Did you stop as soon as they called you out on it?
Well, as soon as the faking. Yeah, as soon as the doctor goes, I think you're faking this.
Right.
And I said, I don't think I'm faking it. And coughing like that. And they said, just hold it in. And I held it in. I didn't cough. And they said, look, we told you, it's in your head. Psychosomatic.
So we are in agreement that we think that Jason A is faking it. He's faking it. Because he's not really having to have those loogies.
Okay, but what is he spitting out when he's spitting out?
No. He's spitting, right? But I could spit right now, right?
Okay, but he's spitting out a loogie. Like, I've seen the big loogie.
Sometimes.
I think half of it is psychosomatic or faking it or habit cough, whatever you want to call it.
I just don't think that he might have loogie. He might have phlegm in his throat. I don't think he's got this thing where he's coughing uncontrollably. I just think that it's in his head, and that's what he does at that time of the day or when the show starts.
I would agree with your diagnosis, Dr. Drab.
And if it really is something, I don't understand why he's not taking care of it before the show. Drinking warm water, clearing his throat.
Maybe
at 5:45.
It's just like a routine in his head to clear his throat. Maybe like, right before he's on air, but it's kind of, they have to get in the habit of things, I feel like. And so maybe it's just that thing he's picked up over 25 years of radio.
Yeah, it's just another interesting quirk of the junkies.
Yeah, I'd say so.
They're all, you know, they all got strange things about them. So do Valdez and I.
Yeah.
So do I.
I twitch my arm sometimes walking down the hallways. It's just a normal habit I have.
Yeah, Jason's need for a wraparound vacation anytime there's a holiday.
Don't you think? I think Jason botched his wraparound. Shouldn't he have taken it this week and then come back on the Tuesday
off,
after
he should have
Memorial
off tomorrow.
Day? Well, no, he should have taken all this week off, and then he would have had all this week, and then he would have had all this weekend plus the Monday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because he's only taking 4 days of vacation next week.
You're right.
Right.
You should have done it now. I think he may have botched it.
I think he did botch it. No, whatever. They got plenty of vacation. I don't think too much about when their vacation days are, because they're going to take them all no matter what. So.
And I'm kind of jealous.
So jealous.
Baldhead Island.
Sounds boring. I'm going to be honest. Baldhead Island sounds boring.
You're just offended because it says bald in the middle of the name.
That's not why. I think of bald eagle. Every time someone says bald head, I think of bald eagles.
I've never been there, but it sounds relaxing. It sounds like one of those places that after 3 days, you would just be bored to tears.
Right. How long can you sit in a beach house with no activities around you? I feel like Baldhead Island has no activities around.
That's what it sounds like, besides a golf course and, I don't know.
And he said one store that's expensive.
One store and four restaurants.
No. I need like a little town. I need a beach town to hang out with, like all that kinds of stuff.
I need a, this is what I need whenever I go to a beach.
I don't like quaint. Quiet and quiet. I don't like that. I need a trashy beach town.
I love a good trashy beach town with like a little crappy crab shack.
Oh, I already confessed my love of Ocean City last episode. But I know what you mean. You need a place that has some sort of entertainment. Drab needs a cover band.
No, I take it back. I spent my childhood on the Oregon coast. It sounds a lot like Bald Head Island. You got to have a town to go to. You got to have restaurants to go to.
You need a nightlife.
Nightlife or things, activities you do during the day, right? You can't just have a golf course. You got to have aquariums. You got to have fun things,
hikes, all kinds of stuff. When you went to the beach, you couldn't stand outside. So when we were little kids, when we would go to Ocean City, we would be out at the beach at 10 a.m. and then we would start filing in from the beach at 4 o'clock to get ready for dinner. So we would spend 6 hours on the beach.
I've never done that in my life.
You've never done that?
No.
Wow. It's a different world.
Well, I feel like in Oregon, it's also different because people aren't really swimming in that water. It's just kind of like a view of things, right?
It's cold. You're wearing a sweatshirt. You got a campfire at night. It's not packed with people.
But plus,
my grandfather's cabin was on the beach. Right, so you didn't need to spend all day out there, like staking out a spot and all that.
I know what you mean, but you would still get your condo or oceanside condo.
Yeah, yeah.
So you could go up if you had to go poo or something.
That just seems like I don't know. I'm just envisioning Jason and his family like sitting in that house, staring at each other,
going, "Well,
like reading books, or
having a." 2-hour conversation of what they want to do for dinner.
Yeah. Right. You need activities. I don't necessarily need a cover band and drunks all over the place like Ocean City, but you need activities to do. Go-kart racing, all the fun stuff you do at the beach.
Are we in agreement that Memorial Day might be better than Christmas?
Ooh.
No. No?
Well, Memorial Day is not even the best American holiday of the summer. How could it be better than Christmas?
I think Memorial Day has a leg up on July 4th.
No. No.
In
my opinion, July 4th is number two.
I think Memorial Day signifies the start of the summer. And that opening day, there's no better thing than opening day. Just saying,
of
like in baseball.
Oh.
The opening day of summer... I kind of draw a parallel there.
But then everyone hates summer after 2 weeks. I'm a big summer guy. All these guys
Who hates
the
summer?
Junkies, the junks. They all complain about the hot weather, how they want it to be fall and cool down. These guys don't spend their summers at the pool.
I love scorching hot summers.
You think Ryan Clary scorching hot summers?
A scorching hot summers.
I'm locking up already just thinking about it.
My pits are sweating.
Just thinking.
I'm literally sweating. It's like 78 degrees in this room. I'm sweating already.
Well, big guys never like summer.
Just call me fat.
All right. But you have the start of grilling season.
I do. I like grilling season. I'll give you that.
All right. You have the opening day of pools. Basically, the opening day of beach towns.
The best.
The opening day of overinflated vacation rental prices.
All right.
All right. That sucks.
Okay, that stinks, but you act like that doesn't happen on 4th of July. The only thing 4th of July, I feel like, has over Memorial Day is more of a celebration of Americana and fireworks.
No, here's why July 4th is better. Better clothes.
Well, what do you mean better clothes?
Like you get an outfit. Yeah, you wear like everyone wears
an old Navy.
Uncle Sam hat. You wear your trashy American tank top. It's a date. It's
back to back World War champions.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, let me tell you something. No. Let me tell you something. July 4th is a birthday party.
Okay.
Memorial Day is a funeral.
Well, I understand.
So I don't think you should be having a big party.
You shouldn't be happy on Memorial Day. Let everyone know. Drab says on Monday, you should be in your room, somber, listening to emo music.
It's a day of retrospective. Okay, it's not. It shouldn't be a day.
Stop grilling, everyone. Stop grilling on Monday.
No, you can. You
and,
can,
and take.
You just went to a funeral this week. Rest in peace to your lovely grandmother.
Yes, Grandma Joe.
On your funeral, it's you can have a nice time after the funeral, right? Like everyone sits around, tells nice stories, has like those turkey wraps.
Yeah, the Costco turkey wraps.
Exactly. That's what Memorial Day should be. Should be somber, but a nice family. We get together to appreciate the things we have. What's now July 4th, that's a raucous party.
That's your freedom party.
Yeah, it's your freedom party.
But why can't, so you're saying everyone celebrating Memorial Day this weekend is doing a disservice to everyone who gave the ultimate sacrifice for this country.
It's like having a blowout on Good Friday. Okay. it's not the appropriate time. I like. Plus, it's a Monday, and you got to work the next day. 4th of July, not always on a Monday. Could be on a Friday, then it's a Saturday, then it's just a real blowout. Or if it's a Sunday and you have the Monday off afterwards.
But I like the idea of that. It's we're go time. We're in summer season.
I know.
That's what I like about it. It
poured rain all last Memorial Day. Terrible
like it
weather.
Pour rain on July 4th or July 3rd.
It's more unlikely.
Not really.
I don't remember a rainy 4th of July.
I'm sure it's happened.
Of course it's happened.
No, 2019. My friends and I, we got a hotel at the Sheridan in Clarendon trying to see. We tried to throw a party in a hotel and it turned out to be a disaster because it just rained. Couldn't see the fireworks. It was a terrible time.
Right. Well, maybe you're right. Maybe
it was raining. A terrible time.
Also, unlike the junkies, I love fireworks. I love fireworks too.
But
I am wowed by them. I'm blown away every single year. I'm blown away. I like nothing gets me more sights than grand finale.
Hey, I will say I love July 5th. Combing the news stories to see if a famous person blew off their hand. ever since JPP did that.
Also, 4th of July parades, a lot of fun. I don't even know if there are Memorial Day parades.
Well, how about this? Memorial Day means the start of the songs of the summer.
Okay. I don't like music, so that doesn't move me at all.
So it doesn't move you?
Yeah, yeah.
You mean you don't love the idea of just one hit blaring all summer
I know
long.
He's like, you and Blue Shorts and Brett have this thing where you in the fellow. Yeah, I know you guys. You guys always predict the song of the summer.
Well, we definitely try to do that.
Yeah,
but that's definitely a thing. Songs of the summer.
Right. I'm not gonna crap. I don't want to crap on Memorial Day. It's a nice holiday. It's better than a lot of the other ones.
But you like 4th of July because you consider it Memorial Day on steroids.
Exactly. It's just a birthday bash.
I like our one friend who works security at Secret sending us the line at 9 a.m. before they open and setting the line on how many people get kicked out on Memorial Day.
Is it just a complete drunk fest at Secrets?
You've never seen the line at Secrets on Memorial Day?
I don't think I ever have. I've seen a picture of a line. I guess I didn't realize that was
just
Memorial Day.
Google Secrets Memorial Day line. And the thing is, it looks like the Million Man March.
But isn't Ocean City better before Memorial Day? Like, better this month? Which, now it's just so many people.
Well, it depends on what you're looking for. But yes, if Ocean City vets, they stay away during Memorial Day weekend. They go maybe the week or two before, and definitely September. September is prime Ocean City vet time.
Well, this is...
People have to go in the summer.
This perfectly goes right into our next topic here of September 30th through October 2nd in Ocean City, the OAR Festival. Are you psyched? You were not here on Monday when Mark Roberge came on and unveiled the lineup on our show for the Giant Festival.
you think I'm not sized for that big heaping spoon of nostalgia? Not only a heaping spoon of nostalgia,
yeah,
but in one of my favorite places on Earth, Ocean City.
I got to be honest, Valdez, I've never been so excited to go to Ocean City.
Hey.
And I don't even, as I just said, appreciate music. It doesn't move me, but it sounds like just a hell of a weekend.
Hey, can we go down to Ocean City together for this?
Okay. Yeah, I feel like it's a junkies event. And he said, what did he say? Like, there's going to be Junkies Island or something?
Exactly, yeah, Junkies Island. He's going to have you guys out there just on your own.
All right.
In the middle of the rave.
I think like our own VIP section.
At Secrets?
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know about it. Secrets, but I think maybe at the venue.
Like the venue?
Next to the stage. Maybe next to the stage.
What street is the stage on?
It's at the Jolly Roger. It's in the parking lot at the end of the pier or something like
that. Oh, I know exactly where that is. That's
right in front of Harrison's Harbor Watch there. It's like a little fancy restaurant.
So hold on. Is that like 56th Street by like the old pro golf thing?
I've never been to Ocean City.
Okay. Well, I'm butt-sized. Or where are we staying?
Sam Weiner's condo.
Sam Weiner's Beach condo. Oh, that's all the way in Bethany.
No, it's not. It's just in Ocean City. Sea Colony?
Oh, I thought his thing was in Bethany.
Maybe it is. I don't know. Yeah. I forget. Where we're going to stay? I don't know. I have no idea.
We'll figure that out. Where's Mark staying?
He's probably staying at the nicest hotel. They probably have trailers.
Oh.
Or their bus or something like that.
What if we're staying on their tour bus?
I don't think we're staying on their tour bus, but I guarantee you we could end up on Dave Matthews' tour bus.
Oh, that would be so sick.
the lineup is actually pretty impressive.
Go through the lineup.
All right. What is it called?
I know Barstool's up.
That was a brilliant move by Robert to get Barstool's banned, because now Barstool's promoting it nonstop. I've seen all that. Are you a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday guy?
Well, it's a festival.
Well, I don't have. I'll be honest, I don't have 3 days of music.
I got one good day. I probably got Saturday in me.
Maybe go up Friday night.
Yeah.
So Friday night.
Yeah, but you get up Friday, you want to get settled in.
Right, but it's Friday.
But there's a possibility you could end up there late night.
All right, so Friday is Dave and Tim Reynolds.
Who's Tim Reynolds?
I don't know. EB, you knew who he was. He's somebody that Dave Matthews. Oh, I think he's in the band.
Oh, he is?
I think. Is he the black guy?
Are you a Dave Mark?
No.
Okay, neither am I. But for some reason, if you say that, it's like blasphemy.
Tim Reynolds is a lead guitarist. So it's basically...
DMB spinoff.
What about on Saturday? What's the best? What's the headline?
Hold on.
Yeah, hold on.
OAR is also performing on Friday.
Oh, well, I feel like we have to go Friday. If OAR is doing it, we have to go.
You have to get and Toad the Wet Sprocket.
Oh, hey, well, I get sized for Toad the Wet Sprocket.
All right. And Skip Marley.
Is that Bob Marley's song?
I don't know, but I would assume he would sing some sort of reggae, which I like.
I just know that's the doobie day.
Okay. Saturday is headlined by the Lumineers.
All right, I know the Lumineers.
Yeah, give me a Lumineers song. That's their big hit.
Ophelia. Didn't they sing that?
That's their song? Ryan, this is your generation. Lumineers are, I thought, came up.
I'm not into rock bands like this. The
Ophelia, you're right. Ophelia.
Thank you.
2016.
I know.
Ho Hey. I know
that
song.
You know that one.
Mm-hmm.
Cleopatra.
All right. So they definitely have a few hits.
You're a little... good that I knew Ophelia.
Jimmy Eat World.
You gotta see Jimmy Eat World.
I don't understand why is Jimmy Eat World, when they're unveiling the banner here or the poster, they're in smaller print.
I don't know. Maybe
I thought Jimmy Eat World is a household name.
Maybe not.
That's the area.
Well, the middle is one of the biggest rock songs of the last 30 years.
Maybe the area.
I know.
I got nothing on rock.
You never heard that song?
No, I mean, I probably have. I'm not a music guy.
You got two non-music guys.
You got two non-music guys hyping up a music festival.
Cage the Elephant, I have heard of them.
Yeah, they're silly.
I don't know.
Saturday sounds like a great day.
So I think Saturday is the weakest day, in my opinion.
Okay.
Because Sunday is a lot of nostalgia with Alanis Morissette and Cyndi Lauper. That's for you. That's for the ladies in your life. They're going to love that. Sublime with Rome.
Oh, I know that.
More doobies.
Okay. Ty Verdes. That guy was, I know who that is. He's got a bunch of viral hits this past year.
Is Alanis the one that did Woodstock 99?
I'm sure she did. Yeah, it's around.
Was that the one, remember, like they were throwing stuff at her? Like telling her to take it off on stage.
I didn't see it. I punched out of that documentary that you loved.
Yes. Shocker.
So I don't remember. Cyndi Lauper. I mean, she's got a bunch of hits. Girls just want to have fun. Time after time. My frame of reference. I seen Cyndi Lauper in concert before.
You have.
Well, she. Hold on.
All right. I like where this story's going.
I used to work for a street team in Phoenix, and I don't remember who she opened up for, but it was some mega like concert festival at a pavilion. And the girl that I had a crush on was also a street teamer.
Oh.
We were working together, and Cyndi Lauper was doing her warm up or whatever you call it,
mic check or mic sound check.
But she was singing one of these songs, and I was trying to talk to Jessica during this time.
She's actually still a friend of mine, but
And I was trying to like flirt with her and all this stuff while Cyndi Lauper was singing. And she looked at me. I'll never forget this. She said, "Can you just shut up? I'm trying to listen to Cyndi Lauper. She's one of my favorite artists." I felt 2 inches tall.
Hey, you know,
so I'm not psyched for Sunday. I got a bad feeling about Cyndi Lauper, and I never got with this girl.
Hey, I can see that though. It's kind of an intimate setting. It's almost like a concert for two.
She's
singing time after time.
And
your warped head, you go, "Hey, this is where I make my move right here."
Yeah.
After we hang this T-Mobile sign up, let's go hang out and listen to Cyndi Lauper.
She wanted to get far away from me at that time. But props to Mark Roberge. It sounds like a fun weekend, doesn't it?
Yes, I'm all in. And I actually think
it could be a big radio event.
Huge radio event.
Everybody.
I bet there's a lot of Junks and Biddy fans that will be there.
So many Biddies will be there.
I love the idea that I am the king of Ocean City. I proclaim myself king of Ocean City.
Yeah.
And now during this whole event, like, people are going to go there and they're going to be like, what are we doing, Valdez? I need to know what's hot in Ocean City right now.
You are good.
Show me the way.
You're going to be the marshal of Ocean City.
Can I be the hype man? I want to get on stage and say, "How we doing, Ocean City?"
Yeah.
And then everybody starts screaming. And I do some shit. I see we didn't have it in the budget to be Oceanside. We're Bayside.
Yeah, yeah. Shtick like that.
I don't think it's Bayside. I think it's on the ocean.
It's on the ocean?
I think so. I don't know exactly where the... I looked at it the other day.
That's the cheap joke. You're too poor to be on Oceanside. So you stay in Bayside.
I'm sure Ocean City is butt-sized to have them there.
Oh, of course they are.
At the end of the season, like after Labor Day.
Yeah. Oh. Did you know Secrets is the
you're probably right.
It's the most grossing bar on the East Coast, like in terms
Secrets?
Of profits. Yes.
Wow.
Look up Secrets profits per year.
What are you? That's just a regularly available on Google.
It is.
Everyone at home is Googling right now.
I know. Secrets, blah blah blah. After they followed the line.
Oh my gosh!
Annual revenue is estimated to be between 25 and 35 million
annually.
John Taffer would be so psyched for that bar.
Oh man!
It's also because they make their own. So they've stopped. What they did is they've stopped like having distributors like Tito's and Absolut and all that stuff. And so they bought the land next to Secrets, and they use it to just make their own booze. So that way they don't have to.
Oh, so you can't get a vodka Red Bull or whatever?
Well, you can get a vodka Red Bull, but Secrets is the one that makes it. They have their own distillery that they make all this. So that way they're not, they cut down on the cost of getting all this stuff just by making it in-house.
Do you want to be Ryan and I chaperone that weekend.
I would love it.
Take us up there. Let us experience it. Just like with me with Dewey Beach.
I put together the itinerary, and you guys just hang out and have a good time.
Can we get a flop house?
Oh, you could definitely get a flop house.
Let's go.
I know a billion people and get us a house.
After season two, like no one's using those things.
No one.
They're just sitting empty.
Of course
we could get a place.
Family, friends, everybody.
And then how about we have a bit season meetup?
Oh, a beat up.
Okay, we go to the Spain wine bar. All
right. We don't have to go there.
We know you want to go there.
We are excited for summer. We talk about Ocean City every week on this show.
It's because all we can think about is grilling hot dogs and hamburgers.
Yeah.
All right, I put on the outline how much I love pasta salad, and that just coincides with...
Where did pasta salad come from?
Whenever I think of summer, I think of pasta salad.
Oh, Memorial Day. Are you going to have a pasta salad?
It's the easiest thing to make, and it's delicious.
Why make it when you can just buy it in bulk from Costco? I saw it the other day. Just giant tortellini pasta salad.
So good.
That's pretty silly.
That's not fair.
What, you gotta make everything yourself?
Well, you gotta put the veggies that you want in, the cheese, the kind of coating of the sauce you want.
I don't even have any plans for this week. Am I the only one without plans? You guys all having like some big barbecue you already have earmarked?
Golf and barbecue.
I got nothing on my plate.
Yeah, no. What are you going up to your parents' house?
No. I was just we'll have a bunch of friends and we'll barbecue. We'll just hang out. Barbecue,
right.
Put on the radio. I also think Memorial Day is a big radio day.
Very big.
See?
What do you mean? Like listening to DC 101?
Oh, yeah. And also the classic rock station starting on Memorial Day. We'll have our top 500 songs.
Yeah, you're right. I've actually DJed those things before back in the day on a rock station. You're right. It is a big, and when it, but the final song is like always around like 6 o'clock or something on Monday.
Yeah, something like
6 p.m.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hotel California or something.
So are any of you guys going to make time for Top Gun this weekend? I'm butt sized. The junkies are butt sized.
Well, here's the thing.
I think this is a must see movie on opening weekend.
I'm going to see it. I just got to figure out what time and what day to do it. But I need to see it before the junks start talking about it.
Because they will spoil it on Monday.
They will spoil it. Or Tuesday.
Tuesday, I guess. Yeah.
The only intrigue I have with it is just because I saw the Rotten Tomatoes score, the rating on it, and it just looks silly. So it's like a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wait, you, Tom Cruise doesn't move you at all?
Yeah.
I mean...
The last of the male action... star who can move the needle. He is the dying breed of movie star.
He really is.
I mean, Tom Cruise is cool. Like I kind of like his movies, but I'm not all in.
It's a generation thing.
Exactly.
I mean, he is like 60.
Yeah.
Well, I know. Well, I guess for us, if Tom Cruise was in a movie, mm-hmm. we had to go see it.
Right. Now, Tom Cruise really is the last movie star.
Oh yeah.
Because everyone else isn't, he can headline a movie by himself.
Exactly. And that's how he's made his millions.
Will Smith, he's out.
Yeah, Smith's out.
Yeah.
And then everything else is just like a Marvel character. Like the character drives the movie.
Right.
Not the actor who's playing the character.
100%.
Like Robert Downey Jr., he's a great actor, but Iron Man is what drives.
What about
that
Tom
franchise.
Holland? Because Tom Holland was just in
Spider-Man?
Not Spider-Man. Uncharted. He was it was like a video game adaption movie, and nobody saw it.
Yeah. Not a star. Tom Cruise, superstar. Did you see the first Top Gun?
I've seen clips of it, but I haven't seen the full movie. I will admit, I haven't.
I gotta be honest, I don't remember a lot about Top Gun.
I've seen it,
but I haven't seen it in, honestly, probably 25
this
years.
This might rub people the wrong way, but Top Gun, the first... It was okay. It's not this classic that everyone loves and you have to see. It's an okay movie.
I think
watch, he's gonna buzz the tower.
Yeah, I know.
It's cheesy.
But I'll be honest. For some reason, I'm butt sized for this movie. Tom Cruise.
Well, it also
fighter jets.
Well, it also signifies
summer blockbuster.
Yes, it also signifies summer blockbuster and that. Movies are back.
And let me also, tell you something, Valdez. A Tom Cruise blockbuster is more of a sign of the start of summer than Memorial Day. Okay, that's the true sign of the start of summer. A major blockbuster movie.
And also, we haven't had this in a long time with COVID and all of this.
Very, very true.
Like, we haven't had this fever, this fervor and excitement, especially like a live action, not a superhero movie excitement.
Right.
This is hitting the feels right here.
Exactly. And I love the fact that it's only in theaters and not on like streaming platforms, because we're going to be making movie theaters great again in 2022. How about that? I love a good movie theater.
You're giving a speech like a class president here. Hey, let me tell you something. There's no better feeling. I hadn't been to a packed movie theater until I went because of COVID, when I saw Spider-Man in December. Mm-hmm. And that place was packed with teeny boppers. And I got to be honest, when the lights went out and I went by myself, it's my favorite thing in the world, going to a movie by myself.
Oh, I love it.
It's so great. I don't care if people think weird about me or anybody else. It doesn't bother me at all. I got nervous when the lights went down low and everyone's like, I got literally a feeling in my stomach of edge of my seat excitement that I was in a packed theater where everyone I knew was going to be hooting and hollering. I don't even like Spider-Man that much. It was just the thrill of being in a packed theater.
I love you. I almost more than the movie, I love previews.
Same.
I want 40 minutes of previews.
You know our previews are great? YouTube. I'm tired of the 40-minute previews.
But I like not knowing what's going to come up in the preview.
That is true. I do like that. Someone's the Jurassic Park is going to drop a new trailer that we haven't seen yet. And
what's the comedy bit where who does it? Is it Gaffigan? No, it might be somebody else. God, if you remember who it is, just tweet me. But they go, I love movie trailers. Because it's the only time when any of us are a critic, because the trailer comes on. It might be a Pablo Francisco bit.
Yeah. Right.
And then it goes, in a world, a big bang boom. And then you look over at the person you're at the movie with and you go, that looks good. Or you look over and you shake your head. Not for me.
That's true. Yeah.
The blink reaction.
You could tell me. I guess maybe I could get back all in on trailers for Top Gun. A few minutes ago, you mentioned that you're going to a party on Memorial Day. When we come back, I want to know how many minutes late you're going to be. All right. Well,
hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Quick mid-roll ad there for you guys. Thanks for sticking through the show. We're having a great time doing the show, by the way,
love
guys.
It.
So,
so much fun.
If there's ads here, that's a good thing. It means somebody likes the show. So we appreciate you guys checking it out, the full show. Valdez, I'd like that story earlier in the week about how many minutes late it is to show up to a party.
What's appropriate.
What's appropriate. And you were fired up in that segment.
I was.
Because you are so prompt all the time.
I am very prompt. And like I mentioned, as a producer, our entire life, our entire world revolves around time.
This is what Valdez like overhypes up what he does every day. Like, it's like we're brain surgeons or something.
Well, it's true. Commercials that need to run before 7 o'clock are nullified if they don't run or if they run afterwards.
You're right.
All right. The station doesn't get paid. But I don't understand when this phenomenon of showing up late just became like a industry standard for party goers.
Because the reason why, and I side with my my Latin brethren who like to show up late. Showing up late and staying late, way better than showing up early and leaving early, which is what you like to do.
Showing up on time and leaving at an appropriate time. Kind of like when it says at the end of the invitation.
No invitations have an end date on them. All besides birthday parties with JP. Not fun ones. Not fun ones.
But I just, are we that socially awkward that we can't make small talk for 5 or 10 minutes?
No, it's not that for me. I like to make an entrance.
What do you mean make an entrance?
I like people to be
there. Kramer?
Yeah, Drab's here.
You want people asking, Drab, where's Drab?
Drab, you signed this book?
Well, I'm talking about the celebration of life party.
I thought it was weird that you left 30 minutes after it started.
No.
And you were counting that as a full appearance.
No, I left. I think I left an hour. Maybe it was an hour and a half. It was an hour. I had a live fantasy football draft.
I'll say this. I didn't see Valdez at the celebration.
I didn't see Drab. Two ships passing in the night.
Right.
Well, I mean, it also depends on which party you're talking about. Like, if it's like your friend's party, you got to show up an hour late. It's just, that's how it is.
What, are you going to show up an hour on time for some random party?
No, I mean, like, just like your buddy's party, like a college party or something.
Okay, exactly. A house party, right?
Exactly.
You're at college, Ryan. You're going to show up right at 9 o'clock?
No, never.
No, you're going to show up at 11.
10:30.
Okay, whatever.
You show up right when the hot girls are there.
I mean,
you want to be standing by the front door alone talking to no one when the dime piece walks in the front door? No, of course not. You want to walk in late like you're a big baller, like you got stuff going on.
You want all the eyeballs on
you. Yeah.
Show them what you got.
Now, well, as a host of a party and of college parties, because our place was the premier pregame place before going out, everyone knew that we were heading out at 11. We showed up after 11. Sorry, too bad.
Well, they couldn't just meet you.
You'd
there?
Have to be there for the after party. What? They would just meet us at the bar.
Right. Okay.
But I'm just saying that the party's on. We put our AIM message up saying everyone come over to come pregame, and then people would just stop over.
All right. So whose house are you going to on Monday? RJ's. Who's having this party?
Jack.
Okay, so Jack's having a party. Jack says, hey, come on over at 3 o'clock.
All right.
Party starts at 3. You're going to be there at 3?
Be there at 3 o'clock.
And so just you and Jack sitting around. She's showing you the food that he bought. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Still in all its packaging.
What's wrong with that?
You got to make an entrance a little bit. Let him sweat it out a little bit. Is he going to come? Where's Valdez? Build some anticipation a little bit. In my opinion. Now, look, I'm always late because, as I said on the show, my wife is notoriously late for everything. I'd be more on time if it wasn't for my wife. And I love her, but God, she's going to spend an extra 30 minutes on the makeup and just forget something. We got to go back to the house.
How about this for a wild one? I would rather show up early than late.
Wow.
So if it was that...
Hosts don't want you there early because they're still getting set up.
Did you know when growing up, my family, when we would go over to another family's summer barbecue,
okay,
we would go early and my mom would help set up. So maybe that's where it was drilled into me to be prompt and on time and courteous, be a courteous guest.
Hey, I had a great time. So JP had two different parties. He had the one for his mom, I think, in April maybe of last year. I can't remember. I'm getting the dates confused. And then a few months later, he had the P1 party, which I think was in December because I remember a Christmas tree.
Yes. Yeah, it was.
The P1 party, I closed down. It was me, JP, my wife, Jess, and I think Rom at the very end. I mean, I even stayed longer in D Woods, and I remember it was like midnight, 1 a.m. in D Woods was still there.
Was he giving you signals to leave?
Actually, here's the thing. We were talking about how we were still there and how it was like, and he was like, he kept saying, no, don't worry about it, because everyone was still talking. JP was giving me a tour. He was giving me wine to take home that everybody brought over. Right? He kept saying, I'm not going to drink this. So if you stay late, you can get a lot of party favors to take home. Loading up our food.
That is a great perk. You get the to-go plate.
You get the pot belly cookies to take home and the to-go plate.
Yeah, but if you have a great host, that you get a to-go plate no matter what.
Well, I'm saying it was like overloaded, right?
Yes, but you can kind of pick through everything a little bit better than if you just leave an hour.
Is this the same party that AWOD attacked Tailgate Ted and said the food was enough?
Yeah, it was. Adam said,
such an asshole.
What did he say? That
the meatballs.
He didn't like the meatballs.
Yeah, right.
And then he went to another party that had like a nachos. It had fajitas or something.
That was his real.
For some reason, his palate, his awesome palate, wants fajitas more than meatballs.
There's nothing wrong with showing up early, but I'd prefer to show up late when the vibes are already kicking in and then stay late. I'm not always looking to leave like you and Cakes are.
I'm not always.
It's just as insulting. Like, right?
I'm not looking.
A guy shows up at a party, you know he can't wait to get out of there. That's Valdez and Cakes.
Well, I think showing up early is actually more rude than leaving late. And the reason why that is, name the last person to not be stressed out before hosting an event. And then you have to show up and you just. You're thrown into the fire, and now you have to stress over that party.
Yeah.
That's always been my take. I don't
want
to
always want hosts always want more time.
Exactly.
They want more time to set up. They're still moving stuff around, and you're there overlooking them, and they're like, crap, I wasn't ready when Valdez got
here. When I went to Wacky Jackie's party for the Masters, his Masters party, I showed up.
It's the first tee time.
I asked the starter what the first tee time was, and I got it. We decided to do it when Tiger first teed off, number one, and we it started at 11. I was there at 10:55.
Well, that's actually, I mean, that
and
makes
then,
sense.
And
that's...
then left as soon as Scottie Scheffler buried his winning
there
ball.
Are exceptions. It's a Super Bowl party. You're not going to show up in the second quarter, right? There are exceptions to arrival times for parties.
Oh, well, Super Bowl party, you got to show up early because you got to be there to comment on all the pregame stuff. You got to buy your squares.
Yeah.
You got to make sure you can sample all the dips.
I actually think the last Super Bowl party that I went to, I showed up at Bodie, not the last one, but the one I remember. Bodie hosted one, and I showed up 10 minutes before kickoff. That was definitely the last one there.
That's a jerk move. What a jerk move.
That was definitely the last one there.
How would you rank parties, though? Super Bowl parties are high up.
No, Super Bowl parties, not great because it's on a Sunday.
That's true. I hate that.
I am hoping to get out of there for.
Those are the ones that you leave at halftime because it has the extended halftime.
I went to a Super Bowl party with Chad Dukes one time, and it was at Chad's house. And it was the Giants-Patriots Super Bowl. It was the Patriots 17-0 season, right? And the game they lost to the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
And not only did I leave in the third quarter, okay, but I also took the tray of cookies that I brought with me, and that like set them off. Apparently, I not only left early, but I took the food with me. I was a dick move.
That's such a party foul. Yeah, like, come on.
You have to go in knowing that they're just gonna be all of them be eaten.
I
will say this: that doesn't rival the Super Bowl party that I went to.
Okay,
I went to over a buddy's house, and it was nice. But the game that I went to was the Rams-Patriots snooze fest. Remember that game when it was like a...
Oh, it was like a couple years ago?
Yeah, it was like a
6-3 in the third quarter.
It was a 6-3 game.
Yeah.
So it was the biggest snooze fest
in
the world.
Such an awful game, yeah.
Nobody wanted to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing going on. And to add to that, the food was good and everything. To add to that, though, is that he was a cord cutter.
So he
didn't have the secure link of the cable box.
Mm.
He had the workaround version of cable.
That's a major party foul.
Kind of that I have.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
So you have everybody. So you have
illegal cable.
So you have everybody's phone hooked up to his Wi-Fi. He's got like 10 TVs on.
Sputtering on.
Also on the same Wi-Fi. Uh-huh. And he's got the game freezing every 5 minutes.
Oh. That's the worst. I would have left before Katy Perry's halftime show. I would have been out of there so quick.
And then everybody who, the one guy that everybody hates, you know, for some reason, they just get invited.
Yeah.
He ended up winning all the squares because it was one of those games where it was like 6-3 after the first, 6-3 at halftime, 6-3 after the third.
Right. Yeah. Valdez is the number one squares fan in the country.
I know. I've never liked that Super Bowl squares. It's too much stress.
It's lame. It's stressful. You know what real people do? They bet on the game.
Exactly. I just go into my sports book.
Like squares.
I hope I beat Sophia for this door prize.
$1 $1
Yeah.
Hey, you sleep on squares.
I don't like them.
Why?
Because I told you I like my own Super Bowl props.
Like a big parlay, plus 3,000
on. Money on. I'm not gonna,
I love that.
I'm not going to buy six squares. I'm not going to do that. People pressuring you to buy more.
There are a lot of pressure to buy more.
Right. All right. Well, you enjoy your Memorial Day party, spitting in the face of our fallen soldiers who died face down in the muck, so you could have some chicken wings and sour cream and onion chips.
Hey, you know what I like? I like if you have a nice house, you don't live in hoopties like us.
Mm-hmm.
I like when you have the tiny miniature flags and you set them up along the brick walkway into your
front door. That is a nice touch. I do.
I like that.
Are you I don't think I even have an American flag anymore. I haven't. Maybe I do, but I haven't pulled it out in a couple of years.
No.
I know I don't have a flagpole holster.
Oh, you don't have the holder. Hey, what do you think about? Because I need to have a talk with my buddy, Jack,
mm-hmm.
because his wife is from Costa Rica, and they have a Costa Rican flag that hangs outside their door.
Wait, 24/7?
A lot of the year, yeah.
Wow.
So
and not an American flag?
Well, I'm going to be double checking this, and seeing if this Costa Rican flag is going to be flying proudly on Monday. That's kind of a faux pas.
That is definitely a faux pas. They should take that down and put up an American flag.
I think so too.
For sure.
Especially for Memorial Day.
All right. The last thing I want to talk to you guys about, or that we want to talk about together, is caller Reggie from Waldorf's fairy tale Mile High Sex Club romp that he called today.
Yeah, so
I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good story. I think I enjoyed it more than everyone else because he was texting me pictures, nude pictures of all these girls.
He was texting you nudies. My first comment is, what are you, 15? Is your big fantasy is to have a romp in an airplane?
I don't get the Mile High Sex Club. It's never been a fantasy. It sounds disgusting.
Not only does it sound disgusting, but it sounds uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable. It doesn't even sound cool to me. Like, it doesn't sound like an accomplishment.
No, it doesn't.
Right?
I would actually...
If you have sex with a stewardess, something. All right.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. That's a big fantasy, the Mile High Club.
Have you
guys ever seen snakes on a plane?
No, actually, I passed on.
Really?
Mother effing snakes on this mother effing plane.
We don't treat that as gospel in terms
I'm
of
actually surprised
you've seen
yeah,
that. I know.
Were
I can't believe you
five
brought that
when
up.
I came out.
Exactly. Yeah, that planted the seed in the Gen Z's brain. So now that's all we want to do. We want to be in the Mile High Club.
Don't you want to be comfortable when you're having sex?
I mean, I guess, but
you
like...
I just don't get the allure of it. Like, what's so special about an airplane?
I couldn't tell you. I guess just to say you're part of the Mile High Club. Because, I mean, think about it. There's probably
you're
like 0.001% of society.
All right, what about just a hand... underneath a blanket. Does that count?
That's actually more erotic because
I think so too.
The exhibition.
Oh, because you're in the middle of all the people.
Right.
And then you guys have the blanket on, and then you got to.
100%.
You can't have big tugs.
Yeah. The having sex in a dirty bathroom that some 300-pound guy just blew up 5 minutes before you went in there just sounds revolting.
There's drips all over the seat and everything. Yeah. It's just gross. It stinks.
Yeah.
But a tug underneath a blanket.
That's a
great compromise. You know, if your girl ever says, "Hey, let's go do the Mile High Club," you say, "Hey, sweetie, why don't you just tug on this taffy for a little bit?
Pull out this Delta blanket here, so we can put it over my lap." I don't know. Here's the thing: he was sending me pictures, and you guys have seen them by now. These women, most of them. We're very erotic, and he's hitting all the different races, light skinned women, Hispanic women, dark skinned sisters, and white women. And then he sent me the picture, as I said on the show. I think this is where Danny Daniels, who's my favorite adult actress of all time.
What's that say about you?
It's embarrassing.
He sent that picture. Then you go, I know who that is.
Yeah, I know. It was embarrassing. I recognize her without makeup on. That's how well I know her. I think I caught him in a lie, and then he's trying to talk his way out of it that she's in the group, which just is not believable. I'm sorry, it's not believable.
Well, didn't you discover that she has a husband?
She has a husband. Someone texted that in, and I looked up pictures of her husband. It looks like Pete Meadows when Pete had a Fu Manchu. She's not having sex with Reggie and Waldorf. It's just not happening.
I think we want it to be true for some reason, mm-hmm. like Eric and Kate, like we all want it to be true, but I think I think there's a high probability that it's false. And I think that's where he screwed up.
I'm also not.
And you haven't gotten any confirmation today, have you, either?
No.
He's supposed to
send me his boarding pass. He said he flew out of BWI.
One more thing, too. Mm-hmm. All right. He's got the strange Mile High fantasy, but she's even weirder.
By truck stop.
By she wants to do it at a truck stop.
This is a dirty girl. Let me tell you.
I think there might be some freaky things going on between those two.
Why? She's messed up in the head. I can tell you that.
You know what I think about when she said she wants to have truck stop sex is not only the lot lizards, mm-hmm. but just those foul glory holes. And everything, just gross. Disgusting.
I think of glory holes. I think of weren't truck stops a big in the gay community where because it was like a secret spot where they're having sex in the bushes.
That was a rest stop. That was like on.
I think of rest stops. When someone says truck stops, I think of like a side of the road off the highway type thing, like a bathroom place.
It doesn't need to be one of those. Those Chucky places where they
right.
go.
Like a Flying J,
pilot
or something. Yeah,
it could be any kind of rest station.
Yeah,
I don't know. I kind of believe it. Like people are not, I don't know. I don't know if I want to say weird.
I know, but these chicks are way too hot.
Well, have you seen a picture of the guy?
No.
Well, and plus he did say FaceTime me, and I know you have an Android. So
he actually said he wanted to FaceTime with me and Danny Daniels.
Hey, you're making a lot of guys jealous right now.
I know.
Hey, would you answer with your in your hand?
Of course.
Whoops.
That'd be fun. I'll follow up. I'll obviously keep you guys updated here on the junkies if I get any sort of confirmation or verification today that this is real. All right. Valdez, are you going to have smoothies for the rest of the week? You've been hyping up.
Yeah, I have been.
Valdez might be the smoothie king. Is that a restaurant?
It's
the smoothie king?
I think it is,
yeah.
Smoothie king place. Arena, yeah. Valdez might be the smoothie king. Now, look, he puts protein powder in it, which it could probably do without, but he's got a special touch, and I think it is a little malty because of the protein powder, which helps with
the consistency.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But they're so light. And creamy at the same time. He'll make you one.
Yeah,
I would love to.
I'll make you a smoothie.
Why don't you make him one tomorrow and then leave it in the fridge for him to sample?
I can do that. I can leave you a sample tomorrow because I'm not going to go through the hassle making another one.
No,
I'm not going to use all my fruit.
So give me a little Costco sample. That'll be fine.
I'll leave it in the fridge for you.
That'll be fine.
But my secret smoothie recipe
that you're gonna tell everyone
is almond milk, mm-hmm. unsweetened almond milk.
A cup, half a cup.
Here's the thing: it's that I'm like Emeril. I just eye it. All right, I do.
All smoothies kind of taste the same.
I do three or four strawberries, depending on size. Blueberries, blackberries.
All frozen or
all fro? Well, that's the key: is that you got to put them in the freezer. I don't buy the bag of that crap. I buy them fresh.
Oh, you buy fresh fruit, freeze it yourself.
Yes.
Then you blend it all up without ice. Ice, you don't water it down with the ice.
Yeah, I don't need that ice. But Cake said this the other day. Is this weird? And I put the full strawberry in there, like with the green stuff.
Oh, I didn't know that. I don't like that.
That's fine. Why not? You're not going to taste it.
Well, you're not going to taste it.
It's all chopped down.
It's fine.
But Cakes was having a conniption.
Have you ever seen those videos where you put strawberries in water and then all the worms come out?
No.
Hold on. What?
Or the bugs. They're not worms. I guess they're bugs.
No, I haven't.
Look, apparently, anytime you put strawberries, all have bugs in them. Every single one.
All right. Is that tiny white bugs?
Is that what the little seeds are that I always thought were seeds? Are those bugs?
You'll see them crawling, but if you soak them in water, that's when the bugs come out.
Because they're drowning.
Well, apparently.
I mean,
it kind of freaked me out a little bit.
Yeah,
I didn't know about that until two years ago.
I don't know if I want to watch that.
Yeah.
especially with the fruit that the Valdez buys. He's going to like Ollie's and buying the fruit from McMahon Spider.
Fruit that's on sale where you buy two boxes and you get one free.
Yeah.
My health just can't afford to realize that there's bugs in these fruits because when I drink a smoothie, I feel so healthy.
I tell you what, the feeling of a smoothie, not only does it make you feel healthy and it fills you up, your bowels are on another level.
He puts fiber in his smoothie.
I do put fiber in my smoothie.
That's good, though.
It is. I mean, I feel so healthy. I feel cleansed. Mm-hmm. My colon feels cleansed. It's an amazing feeling. All right, are you trying to gross me out?
I'm not going to show you.
I can see it.
I would show Ryan, but it's salt water, not regular water.
Salt water.
That's just still... Why? Why ruin healthy food for us? This is healthy.
I'm trying to improve it for you.
Improve it?
We get the bugs out.
Well, I just don't want to know that.
There's bugs in all our food.
I know. I just don't like to think about that.
All right. Well, I'm sorry I ended the fun episode on a downer. You guys thinking about rotten fruit?
I know. We were talking about HJs and.
I really brought us down. I apologize. Ryan, are you going to try the Arby's Wagyu burger when it comes out?
No, I will never go to Arby's.
What?
I have never been, and I will never go. I am Roy Rogers through and through.
Shivering. He's so bad fired up.
It's like the Crips and the Bloods.
Exactly.
I mean, I like Roy Rogers, but Arby's is an American classic. I think you should have it on Memorial Day, to be honest.
I prefer Roy Rogers. That's where I went growing up.
Roy Rogers doesn't have curly fries.
That's true, too.
That's fine. I don't care about the curly. When I'm going there, I'm going for a roast beef sandwich. That's all I want. Arby's doesn't really do that. They do it, but it's not great.
I didn't expect that from Ryan. All right. Well, I'll enjoy Arby's this weekend. I don't know if the Wagyu burger is coming out anytime soon, but I do like a nice roast, a beef and cheddar, Big Montana.
Who doesn't love horsey sauce?
And horsey sauce. All right, guys. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. We love that you listen and be a part of this. Please tweet about our show. Tell people about our show. Our numbers are pretty good, but we'd love for them to be better.
Yeah. And you know what? You're going on a Memorial Day trip. Take this episode, take your favorite episode, and you're stuck on the bridge heading out to the beach.
Absolutely.
You don't have any biddies in the car with you. Try and convert them.
Absolutely. All right, guys. We'll talk to you soon next week, and have a great weekend. Talk to you soon.
Later.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.